This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live coming at you from ForkFest 2021 here at Rogers Campground. It's a beautiful day, beautiful place to be. Can't think of anywhere else that's better. Joined by Lee and Ashton Birdie here. Now, you were just telling us a really interesting story. You had a podcast.
Right.
And like three episodes into it, you pissed off Apple and they removed you from their platform.
Yeah, so I have a YouTube channel originally. I have 160,000 followers on that YouTube channel. I mean, the algorithms mess with me on YouTube, but I still fairly get some good views from I have very loyal subscribers who I consider family, and they're amazing. But I decided to start a daily podcast. I thought, you know, maybe it would up my chances of getting the talk more out there and get more people to listen and understand and right. Maybe get less shadow banned, because I hear people have a better way with podcasts. They get less censored. So I made three episodes. I wasn't getting any views. Granted, I wasn't promoting it as much as my YouTube channel. But within three episodes, after focusing on the edgier stuff, like great old Jeffrey Epstein, 9/11, all the kind of, typical stuff just to test it out, I got basically thrown off the platform completely.
All the typical stuff that you get silenced for.
Exactly. So you can't talk about vaccinations, you can't talk about Jeffrey Epstein, you can't talk about 9/11, you can't talk about Waco, any of that stuff apparently.
Were you just using Apple's podcasts for your show?
Yeah. Okay. Again, I'm new to podcasts. Right. It was just sort of test it out and see like how it goes. Again, I am more of a YouTube person. I'm a comedian. I do stand-up comedy. I do all kinds of stuff. So I like using my hands and making facial expressions and being a cartoon character. But I thought, a podcast would be a great way to get more of what I wanted the people to hear out there. And sure enough, Apple censored me after three episodes.
Well, that's certainly a big issue. Big tech censorship is something that we run into repeatedly here on Free Talk Live. We're currently banned from YouTube.
Right.
Well, we have two strikes for, quote, medical misinformation. So we're currently
disagreed with the World Health Organization or CDC at the time that they were saying the thing instead of the time when they said the opposite of the thing.
So we're currently not streaming to the Free Talk Live YouTube channel because one more strike and the channel gets permanently deleted. No way to undo that. And we run into similar issues on Facebook, Twitter. I'm currently banned from Facebook for another 11 days or something because it's Pride Month, and that happens to me every Pride Month because I say things that the LGBT community doesn't like stop taking pride in characteristics, you racists, you sexists, you bigots, and start taking pride in accomplishments, which is something that makes them go crazy. Because
which is funny because Pride is basically bought out by corporations now and the government. I mean, you see the CIA videos that came out? Like, we are, I'm like that lady came out and she's like, I'm a child of immigrants, so I'm a cisgender millennial with anxiety disorder. And you have another one who's like, I'm a gay fed. And it's like, great, but you're still a fed. Great, fantastic.
Yeah. More female mass murderers.
It's like,
these are the types of people that we should be throwing bricks at, right?
But it's like great, so you're dropping nukes, but at least the person dropping the nukes is a trans woman of color. You know what I'm saying? It's like, great, you haven't fixed any of the problems. We're still run by corporations. We're still run by war. At the end of the day, as long as we're waving a rainbow flag in the Saudi Arabia, we're all good, right?
That's been my issue with a lot of it, right? And that's why we don't see many anti-war Democrats anymore, because, Bush and Trump, they were the ones dropping those mean, evil bombs. No, Obama and Biden, they're dropping these happy, loving bombs. They're bombing you out of love.
The drone strikes mean nothing to these people. I mean, growing up, I was raised by two people. I was raised by my entire family. I'm from Berkeley, California. I was born and raised in Berkeley, California. So all my family is basically white wine liberals. And they all talk about how they protested Vietnam, they were anti-war. But then they go ahead.
What happened to that, guys?
Yeah, I know. And then they go ahead and vote for Obama for a second term after his drone strikes. And so me in high school, I think that's what really piqued my interest in politics because, I found Alex Jones for a World of Warcraft server, okay? And then during my high school career, that's when Ulbricht happened. That's when Snowden happened. That's when the Sandy Hook shooting happened. That's when Assange happened. That's when all these crazy things happened. So here I was, this blue-haired kid, listening to Green Day every day. thinking to myself, wow, all this crazy stuff's happening in the world. Let me look into what's going on. And instead of being that kid, I got in a fight when I was in history class one day because this kid was like, after the Sandy Hook shooting, he's like, wow, just ban all the guns. And I'm like, and sort of a light bulb went on in my head, and I think that's what really, like, pushed me. And I think, sure, you know, naturally I've always been the black sheep. That's, like, really sort of pushed my rebellion, and ever since I've sort of questioned everything in my life.
Well, it's a bizarre mentality, you know, hey, this person with a gun did a bad thing, so we need to get rid of all guns. That's clearly not the way it works. If you do that, then only criminals are going to be the ones
with guns. Well,
right,
exactly. That was sort of the light bulb went off my head. But after that, it was sort of like a snowball effect of everything else was going on in the world. I mean, I got in trouble all the time. I started riots on my campus. I mean, I went to, you know, I didn't get in, like, physical fights, but I got, like, in shouting matches with people. I skipped school because I wanted to go protest SeaWorld.
I hate SeaWorld.
I hate zoos. And everyone else is like, but I love zoos. I'm like, dude, they're inhumane and evil. Stop supporting them.
It's wild to me that, like, you know, it's funny to me because I never really considered myself a liberal or conservative until I think the Trump era. Then I started considering myself more conservative. But really, but looking back at it now, it was sort of just a 4 years of a mistake, honestly.
Sure.
Because, you know, I mean, we all thought the same thing. Like, oh, this is the guy who's going to take away the Republican Party from the inside. Exactly, you know. But then you watch this guy and it's like, oh, there's another strike in Syria. Yeah, we're still waiting on Julian Assange getting pardoned, you guys. It's going to happen any day now.
He's going to close Guantanamo Bay any second.
I also fell into that trap. I supported Obama during his first presidential election, but after that, because, you know, he was supposed to be the peace president. They gave him a Nobel Peace Prize. I was like, great, finally, an end to war. Let's do this. And then all he did was create more war.
Well, no, exactly. I mean, the whole reason I hate Hillary Clinton was because she was banging on the war drums.
Yeah, she was the entire presidential cycle, whatever it was back then. She made it clear she wanted war with Russia.
That was a big surprise for me when Trump came in, is usually when we have a Republican president, we have anti-war left people.
Well, to be fair, Paul does run under Republican, but, you know, I mean, Ron Paul, didn't he run under Republican technically, too?
Yeah,
or is he?
Yeah, he did.
I ran as a Republican. I ran as a Republican.
Oh, yeah, actually, can we talk about that really quick? I really want to touch bases on the fact that you ran as a Republican. And didn't people get mad about that when they found out?
They did, yes. Even though all they ever had to do was just Google me. Right?
Yeah, but I mean, the whole R versus D thing is just, it's absolutely ridiculous. It's like, people want to understand what's wrong with the world. It's like, well, maybe stop voting between R and D and wondering why we get the exact same thing every year when the same R and D are run both by the same corporations, warmongers. The same thing. They're run by the same elites. So they're really, you're not really getting a different party. You're just voting for the quote-unquote lesser of two evils. Really,
I like the way that, I can't remember his name, the former governor, Jesse Ventura, I like the way he characterized it as politics just being, like, identical to pro wrestling, you know.
Yeah.
In front of people, they pretend to be enemies, but in the backstage, they're all on the same team.
Well, I have found one difference between politics and pro wrestling. So, in pro wrestling...
Well, we know pro wrestling is fake.
Well, yes, of course. That's not the difference. No. In pro wrestling, so, when they actually, you know, go to the bar and hang out with each other, like, they're actually decent people. Whereas politicians, they're all the heel.
Yeah. When I was living in D.C., we used to go to Trump Hotel all the time, and I would just see people from CNN. I would see Democratic candidates hanging out. I'm like, that's a little strange. And I was with Cassandra Fairbanks at the time, and she's like,
yeah, they're all on the same team, as you were saying.
Yeah, they're all on the same team. They're all working for the same warmongers and corporations. The same warmongers and corporations, by the way, who, again, speaking of pride, just use all of these political movements to drive us against each other. I mean, think about it. During Occupy Wall Street, again, that was the time that I was, like, in high school when I really got excited about politics. I wanted to run away to New York and sleep in a tent and not for Occupy Wall Street. I was 16. My parents said no, obviously. But I just remember during Occupy Wall Street, everyone was working together. You saw, who's the guy who plays the Hulk? He was out there in the streets, wrote, like, Roseanne was out in the streets. All these different people were working together because they knew the banks were corrupt. They knew there was a similar enemy, and then we were all, it wasn't about right versus left anymore. It wasn't about Democrat versus Republican like it was during the Bush era. It was focusing on this one evil. And then 2 years later, BLM happens, and everyone split.
Yeah.
And so they're using identity politics to really tear people apart when it comes to the main issues. They don't want us thinking about the war. They don't want us thinking about corporations. They don't want us thinking about the big banks. And then for those who do think about the corporations, either you are a libertarian, or I don't want to say libertarian, but like you're a Republican enthusiast, you know, who claims to be a libertarian, is pro-corporation all the way, or you're a full-on Marxist, communist, or socialist.
Well, thank you so much, Ashton Birdie, for joining us. Where can people find more of your content?
I have a YouTube channel. I am known as Ashton Birdie, A-S-H-T-O-N-B-I-R-D-I-E.
Excellent. Thank you so much for joining us today. Fascinating story. I intend to look up your channel. We're Free Talk Live, and we are continuing all the way up until July the 4th. You're welcome to join us. It's Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
As life in America looks to return to normal, how can you succeed in the new stock market? With the tech dip, volatility with interest rates, and fear around the yield curve, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text money to 813-813 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text the word money to 813-813. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text money to 813-813. Experience Vantage Point for free. Learn how successful traders generate their wealth. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live, coming at you from Fork Fest 2021 here at Rogers Campground. It's a beautiful day. You know, Mark mentioned yesterday that there was sort of an overcast feeling. Everything sort of felt muted. And I reminded, you know, I said this before we even came out here. It was obviously going to be that way because there are some notable people not here this year, such as Ian Freeman, who, you know, no one built Forkfest, but if any one person could conceivably be credited with creating Forkfest, it would be Ian Freeman, who isn't able to attend. So obviously, there's going to be a cloud over the entire festival that Ian Freeman helped build when Ian Freeman can't be here. And that's because, as we were talking about just a moment ago, off air, we were raided on March the 16th. You can find out more about that at thecrypto6.com. That's the numeral 6 or spelled out, it doesn't matter, thecrypto6.com. In stuff related to cryptocurrency and Bitcoin, essentially, banks run the U.S. government, and they use them as their enforcement branch. And that's essentially what the FBI is doing here. The banks aren't happy, so the FBI isn't happy. And they did, in fact, take Free Talk Live down off of the air for one night. We were back on the air the next night. And then we sort of hobbled along for a few months while Ian was unjustly being held. Finally, he was released, and that just created a... I expected it to make my life a lot easier. Oh, thank God. Ian's back. I can go back to, you know, doing my two nights a week, and everything will be fine. But no, as it turned out, that wasn't the case at all. We ended up having to build a second studio, which will be fully autonomous here shortly. And we were talking about Bitcoin, and you have some strong opinions, Ashton, about El Salvador.
I have strong opinions about Bitcoin in general, the banks in general.
Speaking to the choir on that
I mean, look, I love Bitcoin. I really do. I like the concept of it taking down the Fed.
I hate Bitcoin. I love Bitcoin Cash. I love Monero.
Right. Okay. Right. Exactly. But here's the thing.
If
I
you love
do
butterflies,
not...
you can't hate caterpillars. And they all kind of started there.
Yeah. My problem with Bitcoin is that I have this personal theory that Bitcoin is going to replace the Fed. I have this theory that Bitcoin is basically going to be used to put us into the next market crash. Because think about it. Right now, everyone's hyped up on Bitcoin. Elon Musk is pushing Bitcoin, and I do not trust Elon Musk. I do not trust anything
he's a welfare
whore. I do not trust him whatsoever. He didn't even make Tesla. He just bought off Tesla. Did you see that anonymous video, by the way? Anyway.
We did an entire night on that one.
Yeah. But I have this theory on Bitcoin that it's pretty much going to be a subsidy for the government.
Well, I mean, that's why the whole Crypto 6 thing is happening in the first place. They want Coinbase and Kraken and Gemini and Binance and all these companies that will play ball with the United States government to be the ones determining who can have crypto, how much crypto they can have, where they can withdraw that crypto to, who they can send it to. And without Coinbase and Gemini and Kraken keeping track of all of that in the same way that Bank of America and Wells Fargo do now, the U.S. government can't control it.
Right.
But if they do have Coinbase on their side, if they do have Gemini and Kraken and all of that, and Gemini...
And Robin Hood.
Yeah. And they say, you can't withdraw to this wallet because we don't know exactly who it belongs to. This wallet hasn't registered with us or with FinCEN.
And
we're not letting you withdraw your money there.
That's exactly what they do now with, all of the banking institutions will do everything that they say. So when they say, hey, you need to take this much out of their account because they owe us this for this, banks are happy to do that. And I'm absolutely certain that all of the all of these third-party services that will hold on to your keys for you will be just as happy to do that when the government tells them to.
I mean, most people have never really seen how evil and horrible banks really are, but I have had them reach directly into my accounts and take up to $12,000 out at a given time to send it off to somewhere else with absolutely no legal recourse. I call them and say, hey, you can't just do that. Oh, yes, we can, because it's our money, not yours, and we might cut you a check for the remaining balance within the next 6 months. We might not. The Capital One has a 360 bank. I don't know what the details are on that, but they've been holding some of my money since August of 2019. Nearly 2 years later, they're still holding my money. Wells Fargo, when they closed my account, they held it for about 6 months.
What scares me about Bitcoin is that it's for example, the banks crashed. If the banks can crash, so can Bitcoin. So if Bitcoin gets crashed or hacked or whatever, you know, only the rich are going to have the means to buy it back again. If Bitcoin is the main currency and not fiat anymore, that's going to put a lot of people who put their faith in cryptocurrency in danger. That's my biggest issue.
Well, how so?
What do you mean?
I don't think
that
Bitcoin
put them in danger. If
cryptocurrency is the main form of currency and they can't buy cryptocurrency back because only the rich have the means to buy it back.
The issue I see is that they will have only be able to buy it back via Coinbase or Kraken or Gemini or one of these other exchanges that are going to force them to get KYC to death, which is Know Your Customer, and submit all of these forms, just like banks do now. If you go to your bank and say, hey, I want to withdraw, you know, $15,000 out of my account, they're going to ask you a long list of questions about why you want that money and what you're going to do with it.
Exactly.
It doesn't matter. It's my money.
And the elites are not going to go through that process at all. You know that.
And these are exactly the reasons that I would love for any cryptocurrency, including Bitcoin, to replace fiat currency. Because, I mean, yeah, if it's all in Coinbase and all of that, then they can do these terrible things and basically act like banks. But if you have your own keys, which is an option with cryptocurrency,
for
then
the
they can't
being,
do any of this.
For the time being.
You're going to have to explain that one to me, because I can literally hold my account information in my head.
Yes, I'm aware. But the U.S. government, there are rumors they want to ban, you know, non-custodial wallets, which is where you own your own keys. That way everyone has to have a custodial wallet with Coinbase or Uphold or Gemini or whoever. And if you do have your own wallet, presumably you're going to have to register it with FinCEN or some other financial institution.
I think the same thing is going to happen when they banned heroin. You just make it a really valuable commodity that just drives the price exceedingly high.
That's the problem. The war on drugs has proven that to be a problem, though, don't you know? I mean, so the thing is, that's exactly what's going to happen, but that's not a good thing. That's the point.
Well, and I don't think they're actually going to ban it, because every time that it's been attempted, like China attempted to ban mining cryptocurrency, and at the moment, the majority of Bitcoin gets mined in China, in spite of the fact that they have just absolutely draconian laws against mining it at all. But it's profitable enough that it's worth the risk.
That doesn't make laws okay.
Oh, no,
I don't believe in laws, sir. So you're talking to someone who just...
Oh, no. I mean, obviously not. Like, you... Yeah. That ain't voluntary. But, no, obviously these aren't good. I'm just saying, like, in the world that we actually exist, trying to ban all of this is not going to work.
No, but imagine how much better things would be if we didn't have to waste all of this energy circumventing government restrictions and regulations.
Also, speaking of El Salvador making Bitcoin a legal currency, a legalized currency, when something becomes quote-unquote legalized, that doesn't mean it's freedom. It means the government takes a subsidy from it. For example, when they made marijuana free, what happened? It became a subsidy of the government. Speaking from as someone from California who literally grows up in the Bay Area, it's the most taxed. It's anything. It's more criminalized than ever.
Oh, the price of weed definitely went up.
And legalization put a lot of independent businesses out of business.
And more people are being put away into jails for nonviolent crimes if they don't have a quote-unquote license, so they don't have jurisdiction to sell it or grow it.
That's the biggest issue with all of this. Marijuana has been legalized in more than half of the 50 states, and not one single nonviolent drug seller.
And Kamala Harris
released.
Is the reason for it.
She is. Well, thank you, Ashton, so much for joining us. That's Ashton Birdie, AshtonBirdie. You can find her on YouTube. More coming up from ForkFest. This is Free Talk Live.
Yeah.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. President Biden said on Thursday he has no plans to sign a bipartisan infrastructure package unless it's accompanied by a reconciliation bill. Biden, after meeting with five Democratic senators and five Republican senators at the White House, says they've agreed upon a $1.2 trillion infrastructure deal. The Miami-Dade Police Department says somewhere around 99 people are missing in the Surfside, Florida condo collapse, reportedly killing at least one person. Surfside Mayor Charlie Burkett talking about the ongoing search for survivors.
We're doing everything we can to find and save the people we can save.
He says the cause of the collapse remains unknown and surrounding buildings have been evacuated. President Biden back in Washington, D.C. after spending some time this afternoon in North Carolina stressing the importance of getting vaccinated against the coronavirus. USA Radio News. The Supreme Court deals a blow to unions.
The Supreme Court of the United States on Wednesday ruled against the California Agricultural Labor Relations Act of the 1960s. That was the one that granted union organizers limited temporary access to agricultural workplaces to speak with laborers. The High Court said the law violates the Fifth Amendment, which bars the taking of private property for public use without just compensation. The court's 6-3 decision was used in the Cedar Point Nursery versus Hot Seed case. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
As the investigation into Wednesday's pedestrian bridge collapse in Washington, D.C. is underway, it appears that the structure had been scheduled for repairs. The D.C. Department of Transportation had the bridge on a repair list for the last 2 years. The Metropolitan Police Department is heading up an investigation into the incident that injured at least 5 people. This is USA Radio.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live, broadcast from ForkFest 5, 2021 at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. And there's still time for you to get down here and join us if you're inclined. I believe the Porcupine Freedom Festival is full, but ForkFest is not. You can certainly still come check us out June the 28th through July the 4th. I want to tell you about Freedom's Phoenix. It's your source for all news, economic news, government overreach, insane government spending, and more. Get today's headlines all in one place from a fresh libertarian perspective. You can find that and more at freedomsphoenix.com. That's freedoms with an S, phoenix.com. Now, Lee and I are joined now by Will. Now, you're a vendor here this year. Is that correct?
That is correct. We are doing self-serve drinks, things like that, for people to come by where they can drop their gold backs, scan their QR code, whatever they want, take what they want. It's all on our system.
I notice you have a lot of wine down there. Are you selling wine?
We are, in fact.
Okay. I'm glad to see someone carried that tradition on this year because last year we were selling wine for the price of one gold back, and it was tremendously successful. I made a lot of gold last year doing it. Of course, I spent a lot on the wine as well, but I didn't spend any gold on the wine, so it was an interesting way of turning USD into wine, which then got turned into gold. There was no part of it that I didn't love.
Well,
upgrades all the way.
I love the Blood of Christ name as well.
Yeah,
well,
that, so
I'm
that
disappointed not to see that this year.
Yeah, well, there was too much going on. Mm. I mean, I've got to be here doing the show. It really wouldn't take much effort. I still have the sign. Well, it wouldn't take much effort for me to put a, you know, some boxes of wine there and be like, here, help yourself, but I didn't.
Well, and it would be sad for you to not be able to take crypto for it, too.
I didn't get a lot of crypto from it last year, though, because it's a lot of trouble. You just want a glass of wine. Most people would stumble by at 2 o'clock in the morning and go, oh, look, there's wine.
Yeah,
they would just drop a gold back in the cup or whatever and help themselves.
After 11, some of our clients coming through, they can barely make change, so
yeah.
I could see fumbling through a crypto wallet being a little confusing.
Mm.
There wasn't a lot of crypto sales for wine, but I did get a lot of goldbacks from it. This year I'm ending up with a lot of silver. I do intend to visit the goldback. The goldback people are here this year, which is, it was a surprise to me. I didn't know they were coming. And suddenly I was getting a phone call for someone in Utah. It was late Monday night or Tuesday night. I said, I'm not answering this. I don't know anyone in Utah. Then I got a text message from one of them. Like, hey, we're with Goldbacks. We were told we could use your site. Well, of course you can. You're the Goldback people. Let's do it.
Right.
So that was awesome. It's good to see Goldback representation here because, you know, the
Absolutely.
Person who normally helps distribute Goldbacks can't be here.
It's great. They seem to have a lot of aspects of their business that I didn't know until actually talking to them. They have this vendor agreement program where they'll let you go through, sign this agreement, and they will buy them back from you at a set rate up to $500 per month. So if you're a brick and mortar location, you want to take Goldbacks, but you're not 100% sure on how it's going to work as far as having liquidity versus gold, you can have that in your back pocket so that you can cash those in guaranteed at the retail rate if you need that additional liquidity. So it seems
right,
like a really good deal.
You can't pay your suppliers in Goldbacks usually. Right.
Exactly, not yet.
Not yet.
That will change. But that was a very interesting thing that I just found out from these guys, and it seems like a great program.
Oh, I
noticed that they're set up in front of Kirby's Q now, which is the barbecue place from Allstead that's here every year, and they serve wonderful food. I'm glad to see the two of them. The Kirby's Q people now have a sign up that says, you know, dinner is for Goldbacks, instead of just dinner is $14 or whatever it was.
Mm-hmm.
It's good to see things priced in actual Goldbacks.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And we're seeing a lot more of that this year. I mean, last year was the first time it had happened with the Blood of Christ being sold for one Goldback. Of course, they were about $3 each then. They're about $4 each now. That's a little pricey for a glass of wine, but people loved it.
Yeah, and that is definitely one of the advantages of Goldbacks. I mean, it's going to be years before cryptocurrency has any kind of the low volatility that you can actually price in any kind of crypto. But gold is a steady enough change that you can actually price with it.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't fluctuate from, you know, $40,000 an ounce to $30,000 an ounce in the course of, you know, 72 hours in the way that cryptocurrency can.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So just off the top of my head, if I had to guess, I would guess maybe 10% of our sales have been in Goldbacks at the self-service kiosk, which is really surprising. I was really glad that those seem to be taking off here, even in Ian's absence.
Well, I mean, this was the first year for the New Hampshire Goldback to be available, and New Hampshire people love New Hampshire. I'm not even from New Hampshire, but as soon as the New Hampshire Goldback was like out, I was like, yep, screw the others. I still want one of each, you know, for the collection.
Mm-hmm.
But the main ones I want are the New Hampshire ones. And that's the ones that they brought and the ones that they're selling. And it looks like they're having phenomenal success with it. People love it. It's gold that you can carry around in your hand and actually spend at a majority of vendors at the least.
Right.
So I'm pleased to see it. I hear cryptocurrency usage is down. How is that true?
I have taken in very little cryptocurrency. I've had a few miscellaneous transactions, but it seems a lot of people are holding through the dip rather than spending it. That seems to have played out. I've taken a lot of fiat, a lot of goldbacks, a little bit of cryptocurrency, but not as much as I would normally expect.
Okay. Well, I didn't consider that. Is is cryptocurrency in a dip right now?
It's in a major dip. It's lost about 45% of its value over the last month or so.
So
yeah, it went from like in the 60,000s to the like 30,000s, and it's I mean, it's been coming back a little bit from when I've looked at it, but I mean, it's still nowhere near the peak that it was at.
I don't have the legal freedom to just look up the value of Bitcoin, so I'm just curious in general what it's at. But I didn't anticipate, you know, a dip being the reason that people wouldn't spend it here at ForkFest. I mean, it's always going up and down, and I would expect most of the people here to be aware of that and just like, well, I could just spend it today and repurchase it tomorrow.
I mean, it is always going up and down, but I mean, like, the biggest crypto is obviously Bitcoin, which you have to pay like $5 or $50 to make a transaction on. So, I mean, people will use that for large transactions,
right?
Which, I mean, like buying houses and buying cars is a thing that you do when the weather is nice. So people liquidate a bunch of their Bitcoin, and that brings the price of the entire currency market down while it's nice and warm. Then fall comes around and it shoots back up.
Okay, fair point.
So it looks like right now BTC is at 34,600, which is actually about a 5% bump over the last few days.
But, well, I mean, it's significantly up from where it was. I mean, what was it a year ago? Like 8,000, 9,000, something like that?
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean,
it's still doing incredible.
To characterize it as down is just bizarrely narrow in scope, in my opinion. Yeah. It's up.
Anyone who spent their stimmy on crypto is in a very good place right now.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, I hope people did that. I remember when the first stimulus check came out, the $1,200 ones, that was my general... I'm not a financial advisor, and I was not giving financial advice, but my general suggestion was, hey, take this stimulus and use it to buy cryptocurrency, use it to buy Bitcoin. Anyone who did that took that $1,200 and turned it into roughly $4,800 if they turned around and sold the cryptocurrency at today's value.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, that's a free $3,600 for basically doing nothing. But why would you cash out? You know, keep the Bitcoin.
Yeah, as strange as it might sound, I'm actually encouraged by the fact that people are spending less crypto now, because that means that they are very confident that they'll be able to spend cryptocurrency not at places like Porcupine Freedom Festival or ForkFest.
Well, there are certainly a large number of places you can spend it. I know there's Purse.io, which allows people to buy from Amazon using cryptocurrency. There's also...
There's Bitrefill and Coin Cards, which are places where you can get gift cards for a whole lot of different things. It's getting easier and easier to spend. There are a number of cryptocurrency-powered credit cards, basically, where they just sell off that amount of that crypto and turn that into dollars for your actual purchase. So, I mean...
So where can people go to find your site?
RV102, just down the hill. If you ask around for the self-service kiosk, they'll likely point you in our direction.
And it's also, coincidentally, right beside a number of Aria de Mesa for Sheriff signs, which will help people find it. So thank you so much for joining us. I hope the gold sales pick up for you. I love seeing people use gold bags like money, because, I mean...
They are money, and good money at that.
More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback, and they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Yeah! It's Free Talk Live from ForkFest 2021 here at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. It's a wonderful place to be, surrounded by other liberty-loving people. Everyone's friendly. It's a great time. You've got to get down here. We're here until July the 4th, and there's going to be a fireworks show on July the 3rd. There's all sorts of people to talk to, all sorts of things to do. Get up here and check it out. ForkFest.party is the website if you want to learn more. I'm sitting here now with Jason from Americans for Prosperity. Is that correct?
That is correct.
And your thing is healthcare.
Yes.
Okay, so tell me about your perspectives on healthcare and what exactly it is that you do in healthcare.
Yeah, so I get the distinct pleasure that I get to travel the country talking about how we can reform healthcare and get rid of this kind of the government overlay of it and what individual healthcare means and what it means to bring healthcare to you. So that way, instead of talking about this system and how this government takeover would work, we get to talk about your care, what's important to you.
Okay.
Yeah.
I've always been of the mind that probably the simplest and easiest way to fix healthcare would be to get government out of it, and so much as allow people with no training whatsoever to open a medical practice if they want. And if, you know, they end up killing people, you know, sue them for malpractice or, you know, incarcerate them if it absolutely comes to that. But there's no reason that someone with a 4-year degree in physical therapy or whatever can't diagnose pneumonia or the flu or something like that.
Yeah. Yeah, there's no reason that it can't be done by the community either. So it doesn't necessarily have to be a government entity that does that. Look at car mechanics. There's no national certification for car mechanics.
Good point.
But I wouldn't go to someone that's not ASC certified. That's a local nonprofit. Now, yeah, I can respect the argument of having some overarching national idea, but if you're in the country, why can't you go state to state? Why can't someone from New Hampshire go to Massachusetts? I'm in Massachusetts. I've received care in New Hampshire. I practice here. I'm a paramedic. I've been in EMS for nearly 20 years. So I've cared for patients in Vermont, New Hampshire, and Massachusetts. Why do I have to have three separate state licenses to do almost the identical work in each state?
That's a really good question. Speaking of cars and, you know, car mechanics and all that, that's been an interesting subject for me over the last several years because health insurance doesn't work any way like insurance is supposed to, right?
Right.
It certainly doesn't work in the way that car insurance does.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the reasons that the healthcare industry is so broken is because people use their health insurance for things they shouldn't use it for, like routine doctor visits. I can't imagine the insanity of going to get my oil changed at my mechanic and be like, yep, here's my car insurance information, or to get your tires rotated or whatever. But that's how we use health insurance, for these minor, simplistic, predictable things instead of actually having it as something that we can rely upon in case we actually need it.
Yeah, imagine not knowing how much your oil change is going to cost for until like 2 months later when you randomly get a bill.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's part of health insurance, that we don't know what we're paying for. And I get the argument that people say that, well, it's an emergency. Healthcare, it's an emergency. I worked in emergency medicine for 20 years. There's surveys that say anywhere from 5 to 8% of our healthcare spending is an emergency. That's it. We're not talking about emergencies. We're talking about 92% of the time, you have time to sit back and think, all right, where do I want to go? Do I want this dermatologist? What's the best place to get that knee surgery I'm going to need?
That's certainly been my experience. I imagine health insurance is used primarily at your primary care physician.
Yep.
Across the United States.
Mm-hmm.
Most people, I mean, sure, it's good to have health insurance if you... Mm-hmm. you know, are in a car accident or whatever, or if, you know, you develop cancer, but it shouldn't be used to just go and see your primary care provider, because then your insurance company foots the bill, the doctor charges you more because he knows you're not paying for out of pocket, so what does he care?
Yep.
Which raises your rates and the rates of everyone else.
And it takes the power from you and your doctor, so you lose control over your own health care.
Yeah.
Anything that puts another person in the room, it's you and your doctor. That's all that should be involved in your health care. There shouldn't be a regulator. There shouldn't be a government official. All that does is crack down on efficiency and skyrockets your prices.
I remember when the Affordable Care Act first was released, and, you know, there were all the promises of, oh, you can keep your doctor.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, that's suddenly not true. I mean, we knew that wasn't going to be true because it's government health care, and the government sucks at doing everything, including taking care of them. Just look at the VA, right? I can't imagine the mentality of someone who knows about the VA, who knows it exists and the shape that it's in, is thinking to themselves, yes, we need all of our hospitals and doctors to be run like this.
Yeah, we made a promise to a lot of people to run the VA right, and without any competition, without any way of being forced to do better, look what happened to it. And we're failing on a promise we made.
I know people in the United Kingdom like to point to their National Health Service as something to be proud of and stuff like that, but their doctors are working 100-hour weeks, and the suicide rate is insanely high, as is the depression rate. People are just leaving the industry, as one would expect. You know, you have to ration health care out in the United Kingdom because you don't have enough doctors, and you can't recruit enough doctors because they're not compete. They can't raise prices in order to decrease the amount of people who require health care, and it's all just basic supply and demand. As you decrease the supply of doctors and you increase the demand for health care because suddenly the government's paying for it, so what do you care? It's designed to break.
Yeah, it's regulation layered on top of a regulation within a regulation to try to fix the first regulation.
Yeah.
And all that does is restrict supply. So, of course, with less supply, there's going to be longer wait lines and there's going to be more expenses.
People also like pointing to Canada as a healthcare example. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, yeah, well, Americans love coming to Canada to buy our cheap drugs. So I said, yes, and that's true, but our issue with the price of pharmaceuticals is an issue because of intellectual property, which is a different thing altogether. Like, if you could just manufacture your own EpiPen for $4 or whatever and sell that, that would be one way of fixing this, but you can't do that because of intellectual property.
Yep.
So the issue there is fundamentally different. The American pharmaceutical companies put a lot of money into developing these new drugs, and they told the U.S. government, hey, but we want an exclusive right to manufacture this thing for this amount of time, and then they're the only ones who can manufacture, so of course they can charge whatever the hell they want, and no one can do anything about it.
Absolutely, and you're looking at decades to come through, so there are competitors to EpiPen. EpiPens trying to make it through the FDA process right now, but it might be decades until we see that just because of the FDA. There's big reforms that can be done there.
There absolutely are. It seems like the only thing that the FDA was ever in a hurry to get through was the COVID-19 vaccines.
Right, right. Like it or hate it, and I have to say this, in the world that we existed in, yeah, Operation Warp Speed basically said one of the biggest things it did was say, be efficient. Don't let things sit on your desk.
What is Operation Warp Speed?
That was the process when the federal government's part in speeding up the vaccine.
Okay.
So there's part of that Operation Warp Speed was an order from the president to tell the FDA to just be efficient. Don't, if it has to do with the vaccine, you do not let it sit on your desk. It shows up, you take care of it, and you let it move to the next step. We waste years just sitting there waiting for someone to review it on that alone. And that's what causes these things to take so much time.
So how does your organization intend to address these issues? And what do you do to help the average person?
So we have a few different things that we want to do. First of all, this whole idea of a government takeover, this one-size-fits-all approach, doesn't work. It just doesn't work.
Well, it never has.
It never has. So we offer a suite of what we say are, we call it the personal option, where it focuses on your health care, reforms at the state and federal level that we can change today. And we found in the pandemic, we talk about certificate of need laws, laws that restrict access to care. States repealed them during the pandemic. We're working to keep those laws repealed. Telehealth,
excellent,
where you can talk to your doctor in the way that best suits you, whether it's video or phone or a mix of that and seeing your doctor in person. How do we make that permanent in a way that you and your doctor have the decision?
The strangest thing about the pandemic for me was doctor's offices telling people, don't come in if you feel sick. What the hell do you mean? That's the whole reason you exist, is for me to come in when I feel sick.
Yep.
But suddenly they were so terrified of this virus that they're like, no, don't even come in. But that's your job, is to deal with me when I'm sick.
Exactly. And even worse, the state then said, like, no, you cannot talk to people on the phone. And then suddenly, okay, we're shutting down your office, and you have 4 days to be able to talk to patients on the phone. And these laws you still have to follow.
So doctors prior to this weren't allowed to interact with their patients, I mean, in a medical way over phone?
It varies from state to state, but most states out there, they wouldn't be able to bill for it at the very least.
Wow.
Some states, you know, you cannot transmit certain data over email or over the phone to your doctor. It's just illegal. They can't accept it. Most of it is the doctor can't bill for the time. Now, I have a wonderful doctor, and I was able to call him, ask for some advice one time. It took about 15 minutes. He's not allowed to bill for that. If he did that with every patient, he would be out of business in a month, and nobody would have a doctor. Like, we need to open that up so doctors and patients can have the decision. You should be able to decide how you interact with your doctor. I mean, if you're immunocompromised, maybe you don't want to go into the doctor's office full of sick people. Maybe just having a conversation with your doctor means a video chat that's secure.
So where can people go to learn more?
Go to apersonaloption.com. That's part of Americans for Prosperity.
Apersonaloption.com?
Apersonaloption.com.
Thank you so much for sitting with me.
Thanks so much for having me.
And I'm shocked to find out that doctors couldn't, you know, bill for conversation with their patients. It's an insane world we live in, but there's more coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with longevity. Teamgaday.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.